One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
The cost of living has risen by about 7% over the past year, which is much higher than the usual 2% per year. And so many of us are feeling the pinch with rising grocery bills, electricity bills, petrol prices, mortgage interest rates, and rent. So in this episode, we're discussing some things we've cut from our budget with the cost of living increases, which we don't even miss anymore. Hey friends, this is Queenie.
And Pablo.
And welcome back to another episode. Pablo, what's your money win?
My money win is that we just had a bit of a troubleshoot this morning with the podcast, and we figured out that what was wrong with the Rodecaster that we're using. And, you know, we're like, oh, you know, it's not working anymore. We should buy a new one, and it's expensive. But the troubleshoot has worked, and we don't need to buy a new one. So that's a money win.
Yay, money win. And my money win is that on Sunday, we actually got to see a free movie with our friends. So our friends Vince and Pasha were invited to watch the Ninja Turtles movie premiere, and they invited us with them, and we got free pizza, we got free popcorn, and we were able to watch the movie with them, and it was so much fun. It was really, really cute. What did you think, Pablo?
Yeah, it was a fun movie, and even better that it was free. You know, free popcorns, don't have to sneak it the popcorn in the cinema, so that's even better.
Yeah, so lucky. Just remember that this podcast is general and doesn't constitute personal financial advice. You can read our full financial services guide in our description. We would also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of our land, and we extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people today. We celebrate and respect the diversity of our communities. Two things that I cut from my budget with the rising cost of living, which I don't even miss anymore. So the first one is expensive skincare, because nowadays there are so many dupe products that are really, really good quality. And a lot of the times they actually contain a lot of the same active ingredients as the really expensive products. I actually saw that there was this really expensive cream called La Mer, and the dupe for La Mer is actually Nivea cream, which is just a fraction of the price. So I'm definitely going to be keeping a lookout for dupes of expensive products and, yeah, saving money that way. And the second thing that I've cut from my budget is having meat for dinner every single night. So instead of doing it every night, I'm just going to stick to maybe 2 to 3 times per week. And not only is this healthier because I'll be eating more vegetables on those nights, but it's also better for the planet as well. And it's good for my budget too. So going meat free for a couple of days will help me reduce my grocery budget. And what about you? What are some things that you've cut from your budget?
Yeah, well, the first thing I've cut from my budget was end of last year is alcohol.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, so I was just like, you know, in parties and stuff, I was drinking, not crazy, but just like sometimes. And then I was just realizing that, you know, it doesn't bring me that much joy or fun to drink more. You know, I will have the same night if I drink or if I did not drink. So I was like, you know what, I might as well try it for a month and then see how I feel after not drinking and see how it is. And then after a month, I was like, well, about 2 months, 3 months. And then now it's been like maybe 8, 9 months, soon to be a year.
Wow. How much do you think you've saved?
I don't know, like lots of money, I think.
Yeah.
Not crazy, but you know, like it adds up, you know.
It does. And what have you been drinking instead?
Well, that's the thing. I think, you know, if you want to change a habit, it's really hard to stop a habit to do like one thing and then to do nothing instead. So I've been like substituting like alcohol for like, I don't know, like juice or, you know, like alcohol, like drink, but with no alcohol or things like that, just so it's easier to drink. I looked into like at the supermarket, I was looking at like fake gin or gin with no alcohol and stuff, but it's like the same price as alcohol. So I was not going to drink those.
Yeah, that's crazy. And a lot of the time they just kind of taste a bit like water. Like sometimes I think one time we did buy like no alcohol gin, and it just tasted like water, like flavored water. It was crazy, and it was so expensive.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, I was listening to this story, and that this guy, he was in a bar and he was drinking like gin and tonic, and the bartender gave him like a gin and tonic, and that was fine. And then the guy ordered more and more and more, and he drank like, I don't know, 6 or 7. And then he left the bar and he drove home. And he was arrested by the police on the way home. And then the police did like a breathalyzer test, you know. And then they realized that he wasn't drunk. He was actually sober.
Wow.
And the guy, really angry, went back to the bar and asked the bartender, what's going on? You know, why am I not drunk? And actually it happened that the bartender was putting, you know, just on the first drink they gave him like gin and tonic, but in the other drinks they just put like tonic water, and then just because he was thinking that there was alcohol, you know, placebo effect.
Yeah, that's interesting. I wonder why the bartender was doing that to this customer. Was it to save money, or like, was it because they thought that they were like rowdy, or like, what was the, I'm curious.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but that's really to show that, you know, sometimes placebo effect, that can make you like feel like you are drunk, but actually you're not even. So I guess for me, that's the same thing, you know, I just drink like normal drink and I feel happy anyway.
Oh, that's nice. That's really nice, Pablo.
Yeah, and I also wanted to mention, you know, the 10-10-10 rule that I started like looking into or just doing. Do you know what it is?
No.
So basically the 10-10-10 rule is like when you make a decision or when you do something, think about 10 minutes after your decision, how you're going to feel. 10 months after this decision, what's going to be the impact? But also 10 years, you know, after you make that decision, what's going to be? So thinking as long-term about a decision, not really short-term.
Ooh, I like it. I like it a lot, Pablo.
Yes, so for those who listen to and, you know, next time you make a decision, just think 10-10-10. What about 10 minutes, 10 months, and 10 years from now if I make that decision?
Yeah, very nice. You heard it here first.
Next one is brunch. You know, I know Australia is very big on brunch and I really enjoy it as well. But I don't enjoy paying like $50, $60 for a brunch. And then I still need to have lunch and dinner. So what I usually do is like I have brunch or we have brunch, you know, at home together. And it's much cheaper. Like we can make pancakes, we can make, you know, avocado toast, we can make really nice brunch. But then we'll have maybe lunch out or dinner out. And I think I'd rather spend money on those than on brunch. What do you think, Connie?
I don't know. I just see it as a meal. And I think that, you know, whether you're having brunch or lunch or dinner, you know, it's still like having a meal out. So I don't know. I still like having brunch out. No, he's shaking his head. No, it's a no from me, but Pablo, whatever works for you.
That's right, whatever works.
Yeah, so for me, the next one is having really high maintenance hairstyles. So there was this one time I wanted to experiment with my look and I went to this trendy hair salon and I got this like kind of like color on the inner side of my hair, and it was expensive, one, to like get the color on the inside of my hair, but it was also really expensive to maintain it as well, because I had to get this special shampoo and conditioner. And yeah, it was just really, really high maintenance, and it ended up washing out within a couple of weeks anyway. And from that day onwards, I've just vowed to not get high maintenance hairstyles that's really hard to upkeep. So if I do color my hair, I'm just going to get something natural, something that's really easy to maintain, that I don't have to buy like a whole lot of products that are expensive. And yeah, I think it's good all round. Like I have a few friends nowadays that one of my friends, she dyes her hair blonde, but now instead of like dyeing her whole hair blonde, which she'll have to do like every couple of weeks, now she'll just do like the ends or like the kind of like tips of her hair. So it's kind of like an ombre color, because she's already like, she has like quite light hair already naturally. She kind of just does like the ends of her hair. The regrowth doesn't look so bad, so she doesn't have to do it all the time. And yeah, she can save a bit of money there too. So yeah, highly recommend it if you're someone that does dye their hair or get high maintenance hairstyles. Maybe try something a little lower maintenance, but still nice, you know?
Nice, really cool.
And if you do need to buy any products, what I do like to do is use sites like Shopback and Cash Rewards, because I can get cash back for money that I'm going to spend anyway. So if you would like to check them out for yourself, we have some links below where you can get some free money. So it's a win-win.
Well, the next one is for the men. I guess women as well use it, but razors. So, you know, like I used to buy like those like Gillette razors, and really expensive, and especially like you don't buy the razor, it's not very expensive, but then the refills, you know, are really expensive, and that's what they get you. You know, you get like $40 for like only two or three, I don't know, but it's really expensive. And then when I was watching some reviews about razors, I found out like about safety razors. And basically they are the razors, you know, like when you have like these small blades, like separate, that you just buy the blades and then you buy basically the razors and then you buy blades for like $2 or $3.
For like a pack of like 50. It's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And then this lasts you like for months. So now I just have the razor and then I just buy the blades like every couple of months, but it costs only $2.
Yeah, it's so interesting because like when Pablo first bought this safety razor, it's like I feel like we've been conditioned to like overpay for razors because they're so expensive. But when he bought the safety razor, like one, the safety razor itself, which you only have to buy once and then you just swap out the blades, the safety razor, it costs like $30 and it was like a really high-end one. And then he just bought the blades. And I still remember this because like the lady at the counter was like, oh yeah, for the blades, it's $250. And I was like, $250? And then she was like, no, $2.50. And I was like, oh, that's so good. Cause like, I swear, like if it was $250, I feel like it would kind of be normal because that's how much we pay for razors, usually like getting so many. And like, yeah, I was just like, wow, that's like unheard of how reasonable that is. Like, what can you even buy for $2.50 nowadays, you know? I was surprised. So like just with one razor that Pablo bought that he can use multiple times over, like he already makes up the price for like how much a normal, like I guess Gillette razor would cost, because they already cost like over $30, $40 sometimes. So yeah, definitely worth it.
Yeah, and it comes down to the long term, you know, thing. It's like, yeah, obviously it's going to be easier and faster to buy like a pre-made razor with like 5 blades or whatever. But then 1 year from now, just 10 months from now, like already saving money.
Yeah, and how is it, Pablo?
Well, I haven't cut myself yet. So that's good. And yeah, I enjoy the shaving.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, so highly recommended. $2.50 for like a massive pack of razors. It's actually such a bargain. So you heard it here first. Okay, so the next one for me is expensive cheeses and prosciuttos and salamis because, yeah, occasionally I go to the supermarket and, you know, sometimes you just want to have like a bit of a snack or something before dinner. And I really love these products because it's like fancy and, you know, I felt like because I was eating at home, I'm basically saving money, right? But yeah, once we started checking our grocery bill, we realized that these little items, like maybe you get for like $10 here, $10 there, they really do add up. And just by not buying cheeses and prosciuttos and salamis like as often, we've saved about like at least a few $100 off our food budget. So yeah, now we still buy them occasionally, but we do try to, yeah, look for like the cheaper options. And they're still really good quality. Like you can still buy really, really nice cheeses and salamis and prosciuttos and you don't have to spend that much money.
Yeah, I agree. And isn't there another reason, Kuni, that you're not buying prosciutto?
Maybe. If you haven't heard, now you know. But we're actually pregnant. Well, I'm pregnant. We're pregnant. Yeah, so it's so exciting. I think, yeah, that's another thing that I can't eat as part of my diet now as a pregnant person. So, yeah, very sad to say goodbye to the prosciuttos and the salamis for now. But I can still have cheeses as long as they're pasteurized. And I thought that I would have to give up soft cheese. But the good thing is nowadays there are heaps of like pasteurized cheeses. So I just need to look, make sure that the cheeses are pasteurized. I can still have burrata, Pablo. I can still have camembert, brie, so yeah, it's not all bad.
Yeah, that's good. Now I feel like you became the master of label reading.
Yes, yeah. There are so many dips that don't have whether or not something's pasteurized. So yeah, if anyone's listening to this podcast and they make food labels, if it is pasteurized, it's a really good idea to put it in there because it's like, that's the only things that I buy now.
Kuni would buy it.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything that's pasteurized, Kuni is buying it.
Exactly, exactly.
This podcast episode is sponsored by WeMoney. WeMoney is a free app you can use to keep track of your spending and upcoming bills. And you can also check your credit score for free using WeMoney. You can download it for free in the show notes below.
Pablo, what about you? What's the next one?
Next one is subscription, you know? So I think nowadays, The thing is, most companies, they want us on a subscription as a retainer. You know, you can't really buy something once and then that's a lifetime subscription. No, it's like a monthly subscription. Basically, I'm trying to, you know, have one subscription at a time, you know, that saves some on cost. And also, maybe sometimes there are offers on companies like Calm, the meditation app that we use, and they had a lifetime subscription offer. So I jumped on that. So that way, I did not have to buy, you know, for like 3-4 years. I will buy it once and then I already recoup the price after like 2 years.
Yeah, and we actually use it quite often. So yeah, highly recommend doing that. Even if there are some subscriptions where you can pay annually instead of monthly and you know you're going to use them every single month, like you might as well sign up for the annual plan. And then sometimes you can get a bit of a discount. Usually companies offer like 20% discounts if you sign up for an annual subscription. So yeah, that's another way you can save a bit of money on your subscriptions.
Yeah. Oh, also, you know, talking about subscription, like I remember like Amazon and they have like subscribe and save. And you can, let's say, subscribe for like ordering some milk online. And then that's what we used to do. And you get 10% off.
Yeah. Pablo doesn't like subscriptions, but now he likes them. When it comes to buying
because
stuff.
Because you can cancel that subscription before the next month anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And especially stuff that doesn't really go off, you know?
One thing that I like to subscribe to is the Invest with Queenie and Pablo podcast.
Very nice, Pablo.
And if you haven't done it already, it's completely free.
Pablo's got a big smile on his face. He's so excited.
Because they just subscribed.
Yeah.
Follow the podcast.
And Pablo had a good idea of how to weave that in seamlessly. So very nice, Pablo. I love it. Okay, so the next one for me is expensive gym memberships. So we changed our gym and we saved around $25 per week per person, which really does add up at the end of the day. So yeah, I think that obviously it is nice to go to like a really nice gym, you know, and there's some really nice options out there. Obviously, if you value it, it's important. But I guess for us, what we noticed is we actually get a really, really good workout at the cheaper gym and we still use it just as often as the other one. So maybe there are some less expensive options out there that you could save some money on.
Yeah, I think that's good. Like gym, you want to, you know, obviously go there and whatever makes you go there. Some people actually, the psychology is that because it's expensive, they're going to go to the gym and then you're like, okay, if I don't go, I lose $10. So I go and that's how it works. But if the gym is already good like that, and you don't have to pay more, then you might as well like save money on it.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Pablo, what about you?
The next one for me is sunglasses. So I was actually like looking into it and do you know, obviously sunglasses are quite expensive and marked up. I bought some expensive sunglasses, but I was over 10 years ago. And since then, I haven't bought any new really sunglasses and I still wear those. So, you know, buying like, I guess, not buying it often, but buying it a long time ago makes it like good.
Cost per use is very low.
Yeah, like 10 years. I had it before coming to Australia.
Yeah, one thing that with these glasses is Pablo did change the lenses because before when he bought them, he didn't have prescription glasses and now he does. So he got like prescription sunglass lenses. And that's another way that you could potentially just change the lenses of your sunglasses, maybe get new ones. And you can just keep them. You don't have to buy a brand new pair. Maybe that would end up saving you money too.
Yeah, I think the thing with that is that I bought like kind of timeless, you know, model that is still kind of relevant now. If you are buying something that's pretty trendy now and might not be like in 2 or 3 years, then you won't be able to wear them anymore.
That's a really good one. Thank you so much for listening so far. We're going to have a quick ad break. Thank you for listening to the ad break. So the next one is when you go out to eat, or when we go out to eat, not getting a drink or a dessert, because it is nice to eat out, but when we do eat out, we try not to get a drink or a dessert, because these two things can really add to your budget and really increase the food budget when you are going out. And yeah, water's still good and water's healthy too, so win-win. You can always have a really nice dessert at home, and obviously for special occasions we do like to, you know, for birthdays and things like that, get a drink if you want one, get a dessert. But yeah, I guess just, yeah, when we do go out on date nights, we try to, you know, keep it quite lean.
Yeah, I think it's very good. So for my last point, I will mention that I don't pay late fees. You know, we have credit cards and obviously you need to pay your statement on time. And now what I do, or what we do, is trying to stay organized. And, you know, every month we have like a task, or you need to pay the credit card, check the expenses. And that's really good. So to stay organized, first you see what you've spent on and you check your expenses. But also on top of that, you're not going to pay late fees because you haven't checked it and you haven't been organized. So what we use is like Asana for our tasks, but also like starting using like Todoist. And it's just like more like personal tasks that we do. And then we can remind ourselves of things. That way we don't forget and we pay our things or our bills on time.
Yeah, that's a good one. And I guess something else you could do is like making sure that your bills have like an automatic debit set up to an account that you know will have some money in there. So then you don't even have to think about it. So there are some credit cards where you can actually get the fees paid like automatically. So then you don't even have to remember to pay them. Obviously, it's still good to check because sometimes like scammers can get a hold of your credit card details and you want to make sure that all of the purchases that you're paying for on your card, you actually made them. But yeah, that's just another way that you can avoid the late payment fees. Like just make sure that your electricity and your utilities are set up to a direct debit and automatically coming out of your account.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I think that's even better. But like you said, you need to check and you want to check what has come out of your account or what are each of the transactions, because you want to make sure first, are you happy with where you spend your money, and also has no one stolen your card and there is no like weird transaction. So I guess both are good. Plus on top of that, you want to make sure that the account has been debited or it's going to be debited from. You add some extra money there so that you cover it ahead.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Thank you so, so much for listening to this podcast, and let us know on Instagram, what are some things that you've cut from your budget? We would love to hear from you. Thank you so much. Don't forget to give us a 5-star rating, and we will see you in the next podcast. Bye.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.